push play on local
and be part of what your customers are already listening to.
KLMJ.
Graduation season is here, and many parents are thinking about the perfect car for their soon-to-be grads. Hi, this is Marina Guerrero with First Bank Hampton. We make car buying easy with flexible auto loans and local decisions you can trust. Before you head out to the dealerships, stop in or call us to learn about our competitive rates and personalized financing options. Let us help you get your graduate on the road with confidence. Visit First Bank Hampton today. Congratulations to all our local graduates. Member FDIC.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the Next Gen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
Today, we are joined by Lacey Schmidt-Munson, program therapist with Senior Life Solutions at Franklin General Hospital. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Going to be talking about some data behind that and how people can, so to say, kick that stigma, because the Hampton-Dumont High School hosted that event just a couple weeks ago, just how you can talk more if you're maybe feeling a little bit uneasy, anxious, if you will. And Lacey, as always, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, it's great to be here, Mitch.
So why don't you talk a little bit about, you know, mental health first and foremost. How do people feel maybe if their mental health is not in the right state? You know, I mentioned anxiousness, so kind of explain to our audience how people can feel if they're maybe not 100% mentally.
Feeling their best, right? So a lot of times what we see coming into our office is people saying, well, I don't think I have a depression problem. And then we start exploring, like, well, how does that manifest in your behavior? Like, what are some of the behaviors you're doing or not doing anymore? Well, I don't really feel like going anywhere. I don't have any motivation. I can't concentrate. I get really mad really fast, right? So those are definitely warning signs. But a lot of times what we see is people have difficulty accessing help in rural areas. And it could be due to a lack of services or providers in the area, which fortunately here in Hampton, we are lucky we have as many as we do. But another issue is it's a small town. What will people think? What if someone finds out? What would they say? Are they going to judge me? Right? So we worry about people finding out in a small area. Are my providers going to tell, right? So that all gets in the way of people getting help. There's that stigma there, right? And I can tell you 9 times out of 10, you're going to have people that are like, they got help? Oh, I'm going too. Instead of that one response of, well, that's weird. Suck it up, right? So what I say, if you are worried about that and that one person making judgment, well, one, that does not matter in the long run. In the long run, you're not going to care. You just want help. You just want to feel better. But the other piece of advice I have that people sometimes do not like to hear is what other people think of you is none of your business. So we have to keep that in mind when we are trying to feel better mentally, right? About 1 in 4 adults will experience a mental illness in a year, in a year's time. And it affects kids even worse. And then add to that a rural area, and it makes it even harder. And about half of those people, out of those 1 in 4, will actually seek treatment. So we're looking at a lot of people out there that are hurting, and we have to admit, right now the world is hard, and it's only getting harder. So anything we can do to help people find services, to kind of take that stigma away, and we do make it a really easy thing at Senior Life Solutions. We don't ever make you stand up and say, hi, I'm Lacey, and I'm depressed, and everybody claps and says, hi, Lacey. That doesn't happen. So we just make it really, really a personal conversation, where we talk about, like, you know, how do you usually cope when things go bad or go wrong? Is it hard for you to control emotion? Like, here are some tips and tricks that might help you so it doesn't feel like it's so overwhelming. So there are things that we can do that aren't so scary.
And you mentioned rural Iowa. So in rural Iowa, we have farmers. And you
yes.
said those are that's a group that can be easily categorized and maybe not being 100% well. But that is also a category that they don't necessarily want to go get help because of that. Maybe they're paranoid of who might find out that they went to seek help.
Is that That's right. Absolutely. You know, we are in the Midwest. We are all of that same background of you pull yourself up by your bootstraps. You don't complain. We've got work to do. There's living to do. So our history is like deeply rooted in struggle and being resilient and getting through it and not being vulnerable. But the problem is, if we're not vulnerable and honest with how we feel, it makes things worse. And I did take a training on farmer mental health last year, and it was really, really interesting. They talked about how it's not just the difficulties of farming, because that is a gamble. It is a gamble to be a farmer. You don't know what things are going to turn out as, so you just kind of take that leap of faith. But the other problem that we see is if we lose the farm or we stop farming because we're retired and our kids don't want to take it over, that's who we are. That was our whole identity, and that's very scary to a lot of people. So we do actually see quite a bit of that in the office too.
Yeah, with farming, it's a gamble. The reason it's a gamble is because you depend on a timely rain for it to warm up here in spring planting season, things like that. So obviously under a lot of pressure with that. Again, we are joined by Lacey Schmidt-Munson, program therapist with Senior Life Solutions at Franklin General Hospital, as we talk about Mental Health Awareness Month, which is here in May. So another group of people, I should say, is kind of the high school to college age students, especially those you and I talked a few years ago when this happened on the collegiate level. Three female athletes had committed suicide, D1 athletes within about a 2-month stretch. A softball player, it was a volleyball player and a soccer player, I believe it was, all across the U.S., and they made headlines because of how close they were together. Kind of talk about the pressure that those students can face, including pressure they put on themselves.
Right, absolutely. So there's this absolute pressure to perform at a high rate in every area, not just in their sport that they've chosen or athletics, but then in their studies. And they're expected to keep it up. They're expected to work at the same time. They're expected to get all A's. They're expected to be a pillar in the community, right? But how do you balance all of those things, especially when you're a young age and you're just trying to figure out who you are and where you fit in? So actually, out of those 1 in 4 adults that struggle, it is twice as high for kids. And like I said, only half will get the treatment because a lot of times symptoms are not showing. But one good piece of information about that is since that crisis hotline has come out, the 988, they have seen a reduction in teen suicide. So that is a bonus. That shows us that we're moving in the right direction. We just got to make sure that resources are there for people when they need them.
Using their resources, that is good. And I guess, too, when you're a college or high school athlete, if you don't do well, social media starts to kick in, too. You start reading some things there. So social media can play into this as well as you not being 100% well.
Oh, 100%. That's one of the things we tell everybody almost off the bat. You want to feel better? Get off your phone. Get away from that phone. Social media has a way of making everybody's lives look amazing. We all know that's not true. We all have problems, you know, and we're only going to show the world the pretty stuff because we're told we don't air our dirty laundry, which thank goodness, because social media is already horrifying as it is at times. So yes, the best thing you do is unplug, get away from that phone, go outside, put your feet in the grass, enjoy the outdoors, go for a walk.
So we were mentioning off air before this interview, you guys at FGH have some things planned here for the month of May. Why don't you kind of go
with
that?
We do. We know that mental health professionals struggle severely with depression, anxiety, stress, and it's chronic because of the situations they're in every day. So we just want to make sure that we take this month to kind of do some nice things for the hospital staff to make sure they know that we're looking out for their mental health as well. They're important to us. But then also on May 7th, Thursday, we will have 3 food trucks from 11 to 3, just our sign of appreciation for what everybody does and just to kind of get the word out there, talk about mental health, those kind of things. It'll be a titanium lunchbox, Black Dog Barbecue, and Kate's Cookies.
So it'll be out at the hospital. And you mentioned, too, healthcare workers are another group of people that may not be 100% well because they see things that, you know, your regular worker, whether it's a lawyer or whatever, you don't see it every day like they do. They may see a terrible injury. They might see an unexpected death in the medical field. I mean, those are people, too, that can feel unwell because they may feel that they're somewhat at fault if they see that happen, I guess.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's something we don't think about. But imagine that happening over and over and over in little bites. Yeah.
Because it's not just one instance either. It happens several times. So, again, we are joined by Lacey Schmidt-Munson, program therapist with Senior Life Solutions at Franklin General Hospital. As we again talk about Mental Health Awareness Month, they got some food trucks coming on Thursday. So keep that in mind as they observe Mental Health Awareness Month. And of course, there's been a lot of programs going on around the area. Hampton Dumont High just had the kicked the stigma event here a couple of weeks ago. That was well attended, so a lot of things there just trying to kick that stigma. And Lacey, anything else you would like to add?
Absolutely. If anybody ever wants to call in, they have questions about a loved one, it doesn't matter to us if they would be the typical Senior Life Solutions client. You can be worried about anybody. And if you need resources, call us. You can call us anytime. We will set you up with services in the area that fit your needs. Our number is 641-456-5935.
So yeah, if they are high school, college age kids, they call you, at least lead them to resources.
Yes, I've even had people in the program say, oh, my grandchild in another state is struggling, and I find resources wherever they're at.
Well, Lacey, always appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us to talk about a topic that needs more discussion. Always appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for having me.
All right, our thanks to Lacey Schmidt-Munson, today's guest on our Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Hey Hampton, this is Stephanie Klutzer with First Bank Hampton, inviting you to our 11th annual Relay for Life Walking Taco Fundraiser. Join us Friday, May 15th from 11 to 1:30 in our north parking lot. Swing by for a tasty walking taco, cookie, and bottled water. You can either drive up or grab a seat and enjoy. Call ahead at 641-456-4793 to place your order. The cost is just $7 and every dollar goes to Franklin County Relay for Life. Don't miss out. Help us support a great cause and enjoy some lunch. See you there.